Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. People, look, a few things going on here. One is very, I can't underscore this, very important for us to be following here. I'm talking about action here in the debt market, which is the driver of everything. I would have to say that there is a certain level of concern here, and I want to bring you all up to speed on that. Now, before we get there, imagine our shock. You mean more bad economic news, people? It doesn't stop. Not only does it not stop, the propaganda here is even getting worse. So we heard from the International Mafia Fund, the IMF, yesterday, warning about a potential big drop in this stock market, and they are concerned about this. Okay. But we got another little piece of information today from the IMF. IMF lowers global growth forecast, warns of increasing risk. Okay, kind of plays into what they said yesterday. First of all, let me just clue you in just a little bit. The global economy is not growing. The global economy as a whole is contracting at a pace that has never been seen before in history. Period. This is a world now with a debt burden so great, it's causing, again, the economy to contract as central banks continue to inflate. A very destructive mechanism, and you know that. So I just wanted you to understand, look, you're going to see pieces of propaganda like that with my handwriting all over it here. We're not growing at all. Our economy here in the United States is contracting along with the rest of the world at a pace that has never been seen before. Now, going back to precious metals, again, a few headlines here before I get to what I really want to speak about. And that is silver here. It is set for a major rally, according to James Turk. Good work here. Now, James Turk is predicting 50 bucks in the not-so-distant future. I'm going to tell all of you this. Ignore this kind of stuff. Not that I don't have any respect for this guy, I do. But forget about the short-term price action. We don't give a damn about that. We understand that eventually the debt market hyperbubble is going to implode on itself. Debt market implosion is going to destroy. I can't underscore that word enough. Destroy stock markets around the world. This is what it's designed to do. This is no accident, no comedy of errors, no anything at all. It's deliberate. Implosion of the debt market, which is the driver of this entire freak show, is going to happen. And cash is just going to move into other assets, commodities, gold, silver, okay? And yes, I believe cryptocurrencies as well. And this is going to put the world in a position that people are not just not prepared for, but have no idea that it's coming. And it's always the same story. People get taken by surprise because they buy the propaganda. They turn on their, you know, they tell lie vision and their brain gets bombarded with programs, program, like they're zombies. And they think everything is fine until it isn't. Things are not good right now. The illusion of prosperity by a skyrocketing stock market around the world, okay, has people lulled into some sense of comfort. And that rug is going to get pulled out from underneath them again. All the debt that has been pulled into the system here, the mechanism has created quite an illusion. We have bought ourselves, the ones that control the system, have bought themselves a lot of illusion here and created zombies from sea to shining sea and around this freaking world, created legions of zombies who have no idea of what's happening to them or why. They know something's wrong. The general population understands that something is wrong, and they're being told it's the fault of these people or the fault of this person. No. Again, anything to keep people not focusing on the root cause of our problem, and that is being fostered by runaway central banks who are hell-bent in fulfilling their goal, to own it all. Does it sound familiar to you? I've only been saying this for 10 years or more, okay? That's the situation here, and there's no way out of it. We're not returning back to a constitutional money system. We may be the cryptocurrency capital of the world if Trump is selected. You really feel like that's where we need to be? Again, you can't make this stuff up, man. It's impossible. No talk about constitutional money. It's about cryptocurrency. You know, we're being led to our own demise. Now we're leading ourselves to our own demise. This one world tokenized system here. All the pieces are in place, and we'll see how it plays out. Now, with regard to that, people, look, you and I have been paying a lot of attention. I've been talking a lot about action here with regard to the MMRI, which we're going to talk about in just a moment here. The debt market is the key, the singular key to everything that we're seeing. Since we've been witnessing this sell-off here in the debt market, the stock market has not been happy. Now, this morning, stock futures are lower across the board, okay? We haven't done anything really since we started seeing this major move here with the MMRI now, breaking out above a resistance level, which we're going to talk about in a moment here. But stock futures are lower. Gold and silver doing pretty good. Crypto's lower across the board. 10-year yield, no good. As I said, gold and silver looking pretty well here. 10-year yield now, 4.235. And the Dixie, or the relative strength of the dollar, is stronger. That's a fair trade. I'm going to remind you again as to what I've been saying for many, many, many weeks. Are you ready for it? After the selection, which is what, a week and a half away? Listen to what I'm about to say very, very carefully. All bets are off. All bets are off. Meaning, expect anything. You know how the market is working right now. It's not just Greg Manarino. You get multi-billionaire fund managers. You got the market pricing at a Trump win. Or should I say selection here. The crypto market as well. Both of these things. And they can get slammed if this does not happen. With that said, you know what I've been saying. I would not blame a single one of you out here for getting out of this. But pulling out of the stock market right now, for maybe closing your crypto positions as well. What do you got to lose here? Let's just put that together real quick. If you're one of my lions and you've been with me in the spots that I've been in, you've done exceedingly well in this market. I'm an open book. Everybody knows what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, and why. Okay? Now, I am not saying you should do this. I'm saying you need to consider your own situation here. This is not looking good. Now let's move forward. This is the MMRI. This is from last night. This is from this morning. This is a new one I did. Now first of all, do not fixate on this number. I'm going to repeat that. Do not fixate on this number. This number, risk in this market is always there. The higher this number goes, you know, potentially the more reward there is, risk reward. It's not so much the number that people need to focus on. It's the pace or how fast we get to a higher number. Now, I want you to look at this again. My mistake. This is from this morning. Look at this spike here. We were, again, in this downward trend, we broke below, and then all of a sudden we skyrocketed right through all the way, and now we are above here. That is not a good sign. Now, last night, this is why I said last night, I took a snapshot of the MMRI. I posted it in my newsletter, and I asked my technical traders to weigh in on what they see. There are specific patterns developing in here, and all my technical traders know what I'm talking about. Some of these are very alarming. Now, if you want to see what people had to say, a lot of people weighed in. I'm going to put a link in the description of this video. You can hear what some very smart people had to say with regard to what's happening here. And I'm telling you from my own perspective, I do not like what I am seeing here. A sell-off here, a spike here. We're going to go off the charts at one point. You all know that. Which is going to destroy, melt down, crater, and I don't know what else to say here. World stock markets are going to free fall and people are not going to know what happened to them at all. This is not an accident. This is not a mistake. Central banks in here artificially suppressing rates. The promises from puppet presidential selectees of lower rates. You know the story already, which is not what we need. We need the polar opposite, but we're being sold the Federal Reserve's plan so they can finish this. They can bring us to our knees. Doesn't matter who sits behind the Resolute desk. Whoever's chosen is a puppet to help bring you to your knees, which is the Federal Reserve's plan so they can institute a new system. Central banks around the world already have their new system. It's a tokenized system. You understand? I think you do. Okay, now, with regard to this, this is alarming. Look at how we have shot up here, okay? Look at the little squiggly lines, little small, all of a sudden, bam! That is not good. It's the pace at how we're getting here, and the market isn't liking it. You've seen the stock market kind of been stuck here at a standstill. If this gets out of control, all right, and I understand that we are just a week and a half away from the presidential selection. This is surprising to me. I did not see this coming. You know that. I will admit clearly, and I'm doing it right now when I'm wrong. I was wrong. I did not believe we were going to break above or break out of this price channel. These two lines are called the price channel. I did not think we were going to break through it, but we did. Okay. Got it wrong here. I expected, and it still may happen, but we'll see, that the Fed would get in here and increase asset purchases, which would bring this down. It's not happening. Something is being set up here. We got a warning from the IMF. Look, why do they warn? Because they can say, I told you so. I told you so. All right, it's cryptic the way they say things. You understand? And then no one, you know, people don't pay attention to this stuff, but you and I do. And then we have this tool, which I believe is the greatest tool that's ever been created to gauge risk in this market. What did I write here? All right, so I'm looking. Again, I don't want you to focus overly on this number. Even if we were in a green zone, which is low risk, doesn't mean no risk. The higher this goes, the more treacherous things can be, but also the more risk reward. Okay, we're on the same page. So it's not the number I want you guys and girls to focus on. It's more the pace at how we're getting there. And what's happening now is alarming. And I do want you guys and girls who are even interested at all, and you should be, into what other people have to say with regard to what's happening here, not just Greg Mannarino anymore, all right? Again, we are stronger together. This is a pride of lions around this world. This blog is a beautiful thing to be a part of here. And I am so proud to be the kind of daddy lion. You understand? Anyway, there is a link in the description of this video. I want you to click on that. Okay? And I want you to read what people had to say about what's happening here. It's not good. It's not good. So again I'm just going to say one more time. The selection day. All bets are off with what may or may not happen here, people. I'm telling you the truth. So be ready for anything. Raise your awareness here. With gold and silver, people, you can't be in a better spot. If Trump is not selected here, I would expect, and a lot of people saying the same thing. I mean, come on, man, it's too easy. The market wants Trump. The market wants Trump because he's the guy who was calling for zero and even negative rates last time, which would be amazingly positive for the stock market. It would destroy you. It would help wipe out the economy. We don't mean anything anymore. You understand that? No matter who is selected, we are going to see debt surge around this world like you cannot possibly believe. The end game of these central banks is to be our overlords. They're going to get there. But the market right now will, in my opinion, throw a tantrum. The stock market will throw a tantrum. Could be a buying opportunity. We'll talk about that when we get there. It depends on this. This is the key. Again, I'm going to urge you to pay attention. Look at this. It's 100% free. Why do you think I made this free for you? Because I don't know. I have no idea. Why do you think? It's free because I want you to pay attention to this. Link in description of this video. Gold and silver are the places to be. Commodities are the place to be in a meltdown. Debt market meltdown is going to occur when? I don't know. Maybe it's going to be soon. Maybe not. We need to pay attention. But I can tell you this. Being that the market is pricing in a Trump selection here, And if it doesn't get it, the market's going to throw a tantrum. Stocks could take a hit. If this drops, it would be a massive buying opportunity. If the MMRI spikes, we got to get out. Okay, with regard to crypto, the crypto god right now happens to be Donald J. Trump. He has already built a business around streamlining how cryptocurrency works around the world. He has his own crypto token, people. He has Elon Musk, who's being thrown out here as the czar to protect, to cut government waste. No, that's not what he is. An AI expert, probably the best in the world, he's there to help issue in the tokenized system. You're being sold another lie. That's where we're going. This whole system, this Babylon system, is a lie. Truth is the enemy in this Babylon system. Are we on the same page here? But again, let's put this aside. Focus on the debt market because it's the driver. What we're seeing here is not good. It's a warning. We're getting a warning. Should we listen to it? I think we should listen to it. Okay. Anyway, look, I hope you guys and girls are gaining a perspective here as to where we're going, why it's happening, who the puppets are, and we cannot... People, look, how do I say this another way to you? I don't know. We need to return to a constitutional money system. Period. We do not need to be the crypto capital of the world. It's being floated out there. Again, it's an idea. That's how they operate. The dark side of this whole thing here. They float out a concept. They let people swallow it. And then they, of course, give the people what they want or what they're trying to squeeze through here. You understand? You got to pay attention to what's happening. Doesn't matter, again, who is selected as the new figurehead of the Federal Reserve, because that's all they are. That's all they will be, period. And we're losing. You do realize that, right? Not you and me specifically, those who are part of this family that we've created here. We're betting against the system. We're stepping out of Babylon. You understand? We may exist in this Babylon system, but we're not of the system. You understand? We're trying to sidestep this, man. The system is destructive. Look at the world. Look at what's happening to it. Sound about right to you? I think we're on the same page. And this is going to be a moment of reckoning here. And I don't, and based on what we're seeing here, it may not be far off. Can this change? Is, you know, of course. Is it possible that the Fed could say we're not done yet? I don't think they're done, but maybe I'm wrong. I certainly got this wrong. I've been saying they need more slaves to the system, more dependency on the system. Maybe they feel that they're there now. And after the presidential selection, who knows? All we do know is they're not done screwing us. I don't know another way to put it to the highest order. Our way of life is about to change. Here in the United States, more so than anywhere else in the world, people here have been lulled into some sense of unreality, disreality, hoping for this savior or that savior in the form of a puppet that's going to bring them into some utopian society. I got news for you. It ain't happening. They work for the Federal Reserve, both of them. You understand? And we're being destroyed. People around the world, they know something's wrong. They just can't put their finger on it. Except for you. Because they're being propagandized by the mainstream media, the television, the programs here. Anyway, look, man. I'm just out here trying to raise awareness. And again, just so you can get a better handle on this. And you don't hear it just out of my mouth. Okay? Again, I want you to click. In fact, I want you to do it right now. I want you to... There's a link in the description of this video. While you're listening to me, click on that. It's going to open up. It's going to open up. What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? Well, it's going to open up something for you. I don't know where. Oh, here you go. This is what you're going to see. You're going to see lines. Technical traders, have a look at this. Crack the code. And it went on to say something here, which I'm not going to read right now. So again, open up that window right now. Scroll down, read through what I said, scroll down and look at what people are saying about the MMRI, where we're going, what it looks like right now. It's a disaster in my office here, yeah. Because I'm telling you right here and now, this is not good. This is not good what we're seeing here, people, okay? Anyway, I'm going to let you all go. I want to hear from you. And look, man, we're good. We're good here because we're already betting against the system, owning gold and silver. With regard to the stock market, be prepared for anything. Anything right now. With regard to the crypto space, no matter what happens here in the crypto, let's say Trump isn't selected and Bitcoin and cryptos lose half of their value overnight, I'm going to tell you right now, jump right in and buy it all. Period. Okay? It's not going to zero. Okay? That I've been hearing this story since time immemorial, and these people have been completely wrong, and then they continue to be completely wrong. You're not getting rid of this asset class, especially in this environment here. Just stop. All right? With regard to gold and silver, people, buy it all. Buy more. Commodities exposure. You understand? Are we on the same page? I hope we are. Long video, but I think we covered a lot here. Again, I know all of you, if you haven't yet, open up that window and read what people are saying. As I said a minute ago, wherever the freak I put the darn thing, I want you to read this article. I want you to pay attention to what I said here, what's going on, because I don't like what I'm seeing with regard to the MMRI people. I really don't. And it's ugly. Ugly as can be. Oh, yeah, look, just by the way, here's the warning we got from the IMF yesterday about a sharp stock market sell-off. Man, you can't make this stuff up. It's impossible to do. This is what I want you to read. Again, link in description. Open it up right now. Read this. Go through it. Look at what people are saying. And I want you guys to be brought up to speed, because I don't want a single one of you to say I wasn't made aware of this. You understand? You already know, I think, my lion's here. All right? Got your back. Always. I will see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, people. Until we meet again, please take care of yourselves and each other, okay?